The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, people? This is your man, Big D, welcoming you back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Glad you can tag along. Glad you can have the intestinal fortitude to rock out with us. Today, I'm not doing this show alone. I have my crew with me. Today, I have the doctor.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? I'm back.
And I'd like everybody right now to please stand to your feet, remove your hats, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the show. We appreciate it.
Whew. Not just any old weekend, but we had a Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, sir.
How did we enjoy said time?
Boo. Enjoyed the food and the company, but the rest of it, the game, boo.
Yo, all right. Yeah, all right. I didn't even watch the game.
Boo.
Yeah. But I saw bits and pieces of it. But you know what? Eh? Like everybody else that was viewing the game, they thought, you know, Atlanta was going to win that joint. And I did too. And I did too. When the score was like, what, 9 to 20, 24, whatever it was. Was it 9 to 24?
No, it was like 28 to 0 for the longest time. Yeah, for the longest time.
Well,
I mean, they really like, I don't know what happened to them. Yeah. We think it was a C-O-N-spiracy.
C-O-N-spiracy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It wasn't Trump. Did Trump have anything to do with it?
Maybe.
Aha. Could be.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or those buttholes got tight.
Oh.
One of, you know, I was always taught, you dance with the broad you bring to the dance. Got away from doing what got you there. So, you know, you spend the first half trying to win the game. You spent the second half trying not to lose. Mm. And that's a recipe for disaster. As a Redskins fan, I know that game plan all too well.
It
doesn't work.
Yeah, that was rough. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it,
B? I did.
Mm. Just saying.
Yeah, it was Yeah, man, when you got somebody on the ropes, man, you keep punching. You keep punching until you hear the bell sound.
All right. Hey, you know what? I was talking to one of my, it wasn't one of the owners of my accounts, but it was like somebody that comes down to help me, you know, do what I'm doing. And he was like, you know, it was like watching Ali and George Foreman. Was that the fight when Ali did a rope-a-dope? And he was like, you know, all through the fight, you know, you just, no. Nah, you just like covered up and let the opponent just get tired. Keep doing exactly. Mm-hmm. It just keep doing what they doing, you know, and then as soon as you see the weakness, that's when you explode. And that's the analogy that he gave to me, and that was that, you know, like, hey, that was that, you know, that kind of made sense.
But there were just some plays, and we had a whole conversation about, you know, sports and stuff last time, you know, knowing things. And it's like, sometimes you know what's happening, some, you know, sometimes you don't.
Right.
But I mean,
right.
But that, it was like one time they were doing something, and it was like they pushed the guy back so far, and like he almost was in a seated position. They were pushing him and pushing him really hard, and it was like, there's no way that was a touchdown. And then there were flags thrown as well, but never said anything about the flag. And apparently it was a touchdown. And I'm like, he was not even by the line. Like, I'm like, I guess if a piece of your shoulder goes over, you're good. I mean, apparently, I was lost in that one. We all looked at each other like, what the hell was that?
Yep.
I thought the ball has to cross the plane or whatever.
I just thought it was something that I was missing. Because really, he was, like, I'm seated right now. Mm-hmm. They were pushing him from behind. Okay. So, and he never went over in the quite a few views that they showed. So I was like, how in the world is that a touchdown? I don't understand.
Okay.
And like I said, the flag on the play just disappeared. Like, they never talked about it. I was like, okay. Conspiracy.
Right.
Well, I'm sure everyone that had to pay up this morning are probably saying the same thing. But it was, I'm going to be honest with you, being at the bar last night, it was so funny to see the transfer of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sad.
I mean, these dudes was on top of the world, and they were just like, they were talking as though Atlanta has won the last 10 Super Bowls straight.
Oh, wow.
Like, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. See, that's why ain't nobody going to be able to stop us. And I'm like, before you let your alcohol take control of you, I understand you want to revel in the moment, but please understand, your offensive coordinator is gone. This run is over for you. Welcome back to mediocrity next year.
Oh boy.
So, I mean, I feel sorry for him. I mean, hey, take a page out of Philadelphia Eagles book, man. At least y'all got to the game. I mean, if you want to hang your hat on something.
Right.
Hang it on that Philly cheesesteak.
Wait a minute. Did Philly make it this far? They made it as far as the Super Bowl? I didn't know.
Okay. Yep. Trying to think back.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone. Down,
remember?
Somebody a little
T.O. had 1 foot and took him to the Super Bowl with 1 foot.
Okay.
Donovan McNabb couldn't stop throwing up in the huddle.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what that's all about.
Okay.
Well, since you were in a bar last night, I was in a bar.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, so you know how they were showing people in the stands, and it was like, oh, it's Chrissy Teigen and John, and it's Giselle, and it's blah, 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 and this person is... What happened to, in your bar... when it got to Pence?
Oh, my gosh. Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah, that was pretty much the same.
Wow.
And mine was I don't know, like, where you were, but I was in D.C., so it was like a mixed crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. But everybody was like, boo!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like the whole game was like everybody was, you know, you had your Falcons and you had your Patriots, and but it was a unified boo when he came on the screen.
Okay.
See, United be staying.
Right. But you know, with all these people against Donald Trump, I don't understand how the fuck he got his ass in there. How the fuck did he get in there, man?
Ask all the people in Midwest and some people in Maryland too. Or did Maryland? What did Maryland do? I can't remember. But yeah, ask the Midwesterners what's up. Those people. Well, I don't think we have any listeners in South Dakota. North
and you
Dakota.
Know what's funny though? I think a lot of people that voted for this motherfucker be like, "Oh, God damn, what the fuck, man?"
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This guy, fucking this guy.
There's a whole website devoted to tweets that before the person was like let's say back in October, November, they were like, leave him alone, you know, he's gonna be great, just give him a chance, blah blah blah. Now they're like, damn you, Trump.
What the fuck,
my mortgage went up $50, damn you.
Right.
And another person's like, now I have no health insurance. So I'm like, hey, people. Right. Hey, this is what you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much he's doing a lot of the stuff he said he was going to do.
Yeah. Well, you're right about this.
Very scary, but he is.
Mm-hmm. And well, not backing down about it either.
No, not at all.
Okay. Let's see.
All right, well, let's...
We're a bunch of killers.
Mm-hmm. Let's get this show on the road.
Let's do it.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor. Give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Dern. Hey, I don't know if y'all remember, but apparently the game, he was at a basketball game. I think it was like maybe a few months ago. A few months. Well,
2015.
Yeah, that's a couple
okay,
years.
Okay.
Let's go back. All right. And, apparently, he got in an argument with this guy, okay? And he hit him in the face, not knowing that the dude was an undercover cop or whatever. But, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, when you get in an argument with somebody, right, I don't know if it's in the realm of a officer to let you know that I am an officer before, you know, it gets too heated. You know, but apparently, you know, he didn't tell Game that shit. And Game, I think, I'm not going to say stole him. And, you know, in D.C., when we say stole him, you know, you hit him with your, you know, hit him with your fist, try to knock him out. That's what we call stealing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. But anyway, he caught a charge back then. But what they're saying is that we're going to let you go, man. But you got to stay out of trouble. You got to stay out of trouble, you know. So the game say, you know, I'm going to do that, you know. So they put him on probation for 3 years.
Oh.
Okay, so we going to see the game going to stay out of trouble for 3 years. Y'all think he can do?
Nope.
The way that you can safeguard against accidentally punching a cop in the face is to just don't go around punching people in the face. Especially when it's over a petty basketball game.
Okay, what if he stepped on the shoe?
Yeah, how about it? And he just bought, and they were brand new white shoes.
I'm just saying.
You know, when you got brand new tennis shoes, dog, you want to keep them clean.
Very niggerish of you.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right, niggerish. All right, cool. Let me see. 50 Cent, he blocked his own son. Okay, from being on Instagram. You know, I mean, come on, dog. You know what? I'm thinking that 50 Cent really wasn't in my man's life when he was a little boy. His son. I'm trying to say his son. That's what I wanted to say. His son. You know, apparently they had some words back and forth now. When it comes to stuff like this, I don't know. I'm just going to say this from my point of view. I think, you know, when a father is kept from his son for a minute, you know, his mother has a lot of influence on his decisions and his views of his father. You know, and a lot of times, you know, when his mother gets up in his ear, especially if she's really mad or angry at the father, I think that, you know, she really gives a negative vibe about the father. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know. But I'm just thinking this is how it happens. But, you know, 50, you know, apparently him and his son, you know, they had a few words back in the day or whatever. But, you know, he blocked them off the Instagram. But, you know, I don't know. A lot of you fathers out there that may have went through this, but because I have.
Blocked on Instagram?
No, not saying that I blocked on Instagram. It's just that, I don't even know why I did that. I opened up the door, didn't I? But, you know, it's like, all right, say if you have a sibling, if you have a daughter or a son or whatever, and you really weren't in their life, and then it wasn't because you didn't want to be, it was because, yeah, whatever.
We're going to back out of that.
Let's back out of that. 50 Cent, 50 Man.
Well, you know, when people block you on social media, that's like real serious. Just saying. Well, celebrities, they unfollow each other. That's for real.
Oh, like, okay.
That means something.
Okay, that's some serious shit, huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
That means they mad at you.
Okay.
Just saying, they don't fuck with you no more, for real.
All right. Hey, how would y'all like to see a Jodeci? Okay, y'all know how the new edition?
What? Sorry, go ahead.
Y'all know how the new edition got not a movie, mm-hmm. but the...
Little mini-series.
Biopic.
Biopic?
Yeah, the biopic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
And let me just tell you. Nah, I'm not even going to open that up either. But I'm... Yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I bought, the street version of the joint. Okay.
You pay for something that's free?
But wait a minute, man.
When bootlegging goes wrong.
That's exactly what it was. I bought the joint for $2. Right. That it's not even... I ain't got to the funny part yet.
Oh, no.
I ain't got to the funny part yet. I bought the new edition biopic. Okay? Mm-hmm. I got the joint before it even... Well, I think it was in the first episode when I bought it. Right. Mm-hmm. Why I get it home and that's the only episode I got? You know, it's 3 episodes right. of the biopic. So, I look at the first episode. So, I'm like, oh, okay. Little Shorty looked just like little Bobby. Okay, all right. When the end of it, when the first episode ends, it starts back over to the first episode. And look, but hear me out though. Okay. I fucked up. Yeah. And I ain't even mad at the dude because he got my $2. I ain't even mad at him. But it was before the other 2 episodes came up. Right? So I'm thinking maybe, you know, he got some inside track or some shit. But it was $2, so I'm not even mad. But
you know, they came on like consecutive day. All 3 episodes came on the day after each other. It's not like you had to wait weeks and weeks to see it. Like episode 1 came on like Tuesday, episode 2 came on Wednesday, episode 3 came on Thursday. It wasn't like a...
Oh.
Yeah, so probably what he did was like the night it came on, he recorded it and then found some suckers that was going to give him $2. The next day.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, he got me though. He got me, man. Yeah.
If you go on demand, all 3 of them on if you want to catch up on it.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, I appreciate that. But anyway, Jodeci announces they're going to do a new biopic. Okay? It says it's going to be out this year. Mm. All right? So, of course, I would think the new edition biopic would be better than the Jodeci biopic. But, I mean,
we can condense theirs into like 30 minutes.
Jodeci?
Yeah. This is pretty much 2 albums.
Two albums.
That's it.
Not the two albums.
It was just two albums. It's over.
Hey, dude, and a whole lot of drugs. Mary J, you know.
JoJo.
JoJo? Ah, okay.
JoJo, Casey. Casey?
One of my
friends. No, I was going to say, which one's the less druggy?
The skinny one. No, he's pretty.
No, that's why I said, that's why I stopped.
Ooh, yeah.
That one.
That was JoJo.
No.
Right?
That was
Casey?
Yeah, right? Either way, nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to watch it.
Nobody really?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, you're going to get it for, like, the whole thing for $1.50.
And I only got one episode out of five.
No, it's going to have all five of them for $1.50.
For a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but see, you got to, you know what? You got to take in consideration who's directing, editing, and the drama that went on in their lives. Okay, now mind you, Spielberg, New Edition has some
Dick
real
Wolf
good
together, and it'll still be some garbage.
Hold on. Listen, hear me out. Now you got to realize, New Edition probably had more music than they did, but you never know. JoJo and Casey might have had some real shoot 'em up. Niggas want to kill us if we'll make this. You know what I'm saying?
No, oh, it was KC.
It was KC?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep, that one.
Well, all right. Okay. Hey, y'all. We've been having some nice music and, some nice weather.
Music, too? Yep.
Yeah, music and weather. You know, if you put them together, you can have a nice cookout.
Yes.
What's the tennis player?
Serena?
No.
Male,
no.
Female?
The gay dude back in the day. He just...
Arthur Ashe.
We're going to have to give him a rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? He died. He passed away not too long ago. A couple days ago.
No, he passed away years and years.
Wait, what?
And years.
No, he didn't.
Years ago.
No.
He passed away yesterday. Just a couple days ago. No? He did.
You trying to do a Trump on us? What are you doing? Saying Frederick Douglass is still out there flourishing?
No. Frederick Douglass, a lot of people don't know that Frederick Douglass is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he flattened hair and shit like that. He's making sure your shit tight. Oh, he's turning the music up. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more stuff coming up. A lot of more.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Again, thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Miss Kai Love for sharing the show. To Forget That Yo and the guys from Off That Drank, same crew. And shout out to Lady Rowe for sharing the show as well. So, this was a question we asked a few shows ago, but we got some great feedback on it. And also wanted to ask the doc the question. So I'm going to read the feedback and then we'll see what doc thinks. What would you do if you found out that your mate or the person you are secretly... No, what would you do if you found out that your mate or the person you are dating secretly voted for Trump?
Oh, shit.
Hold that thought. I'm going to read the feedback first. And then I'll give you a minute to collect your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So Mr. Washington says, I'm asking questions. I'll see how I feel about the answers. Mr. Simon said, not a damn thing. People are entitled to their own views. You can't cure crazy. Rude Boy says, have a conversation with them and try to understand why they did what they did, and then ask them, the Almighty, you know you done fucked up, right? How about that? Chaz says, oh boy. I would have to have sex, baby boy, movie reference style, and have her rebuke the devil, Trump, as she calls out my secret sexy name. When she complies, I will go full silverback gorilla on her as I sit on the bed all swole up with my back to her so she knows her place in the family pack. Grunt.
Damn it.
Right? Shit. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, very well then.
There you go.
Shout out to Miss Chaz forever having to endure that.
Right.
You have to see the picture he added to it, too. I was like, oh, okay. With the look back. All right, then. Hey. Mr. Davis said, I'm fine with her. I'm with her. She fine. And we still getting freaky. Well, he said freaky, freaky. All okay. Right. Politics be damned. Mr. Ellis says, while birds of a feather, as I call them too, while I'm smashing, I will call her a dirty Trump supporter. Hey. Get that yo.
To support.
Right. Ms. Beth says, I'm out. That's all she said. I guess it was nothing else to say.
Shit.
She said, I'm out. So Mr. Holmes said, bump that. What up, bro? I'm assuming he's sending you a shout out because he said, what up, bro?
Hey, fam. What's going on?
Right.
We're talking to the crew.
Right.
Well, he said bro, so he clearly ain't talking to me. Ain't no bro.
I mean, I can dig it.
I just assumed he was talking to you. But anyway, thank you for the feedback. And so, Marky Mark, what would you do if you found out that your mate or the person you are secretly dating voted for Trump?
Secretly dating? Is that like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody on the side?
No, the person you are dating secretly voted for Trump. Oh, sorry. Oh, I read it wrong.
Okay. I was getting ready to say, you know, I'm not secretly dating anyone.
I guess for you, that could have been an appropriate question. Because you're married, so...
But, goddamn it. Let me see. Oh, man. You know what? Hey, this is America. You know, everyone has their own ideals of who they want their president to be. I mean, I would like to know why it was that you voted for Trump, and why was it secret? I mean, if you really saw this guy as your leader, the next leader of America. I mean, first of all, why would it be secret? And second of all, you know, why would you vote for the guy? Because I would like to know that. You know, first of all, why was this secret? I mean, you know, if you really, you know, agreed that this guy should be your next president, then why didn't you, you know?
You were lost for words today, huh?
Let's go chase that tail.
Right. All right, next question. If your new mate doesn't enjoy sports or activities that you would enjoy, would that be a deal breaker for you? And I'll let you answer that before.
Ho.
What?
Say that again now? Because that's a good one. That's a good one.
If your new mate doesn't enjoy sports or activities that you enjoy, mm-hmm. would that be a deal breaker for you?
Not really. The sex was good. You know, the sex was good. We had a good relationship. You know, just because you don't enjoy the same things when it comes to sports and stuff that I do. Nah. You know, when my sports are on, you know, let me watch my shit and you go upstairs or wherever you watch your sports or whatever you do. You know, Okay. I don't think it would be a deal breaker.
No, that's cool.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, because in a relationship, there's always going to be things that we're not going to agree upon, but it's not going to be a deal breaker. I'm not going to just say, you know, just because you like soccer and lacrosse that I don't want to be involved with you.
Agreed. Hey. I dig it.
But don't interrupt my shit when I'm watching it. That's all I'm
saying. I think we got it. We got it.
Because you know what?
Okay, Silencio. All right, I know you're playing. All right, so Mr. Nabil says, not at all. As long as we have other common interests besides enjoying each other's company.
Nabby.
Miss K says, nah, not a deal breaker. I'm sure there are other things we can share together. We can find new things to experience together.
There you go.
Murphy.
That sounds like she going to try to entice, like while you watching the game, she going to come down with them boy shorts on and stuff and try to take your attention away from the game.
And you know what?
Don't try to be slick. What was her name? Who was that? That was a...
Miss K.
Miss K, yeah. Don't try to be slick, Miss K.
Did she leave her number?
She did not.
And you're married.
I'm for you. I'm
in a relationship.
Right. I'm like, you trying to... Both of y'all trying to get blown off. Blown up. Anyway, so Murphy. Hi, Murphy. No need to share everything, but zero common interests would be troubling. I agree with that.
Murph.
Right. Mr. Nolan says, nah, there have to be some common interests somewhere, but they don't have to be specifically sports.
Oh, no doubt.
And as long as the common interest isn't them raggedy, nasty, good-ass Cowboys, then it can work out.
Right.
Shout out Longfingers.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Shameless plug. My man Nolan there, Mr. Long, DJ Longfingers. Check out that TrueSchoolRadio.net. Yeah.
Okay.
All you hip hop heads. Only if you're hip hop heads.
Okay, like a real one.
A real hip hop head. TrueSchoolRadio.net. Put that on in your cubicle right after you listen to our show. And yeah, rock out what you got. All right.
So Rude Boy says, only if they are 10,000% not trying to at least join or learn. Not into trying to at least join, least. Wait, what are you saying, Rude Boy? Only if they are not 10,000% not trying to at least join or learn. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Right. Rose says, yep, if we had no common interests, what's the point? And Ms. Davis said, no, I just know that I will use sports as my me time.
Sound like a tweet song.
Well, could be.
And I touch myself.
Maybe.
AD.
Maybe. Let's see. Mr. Ellis, again, from Forget That Yo, says, we can do our own things and meet in bed to do things I know we both like to
do. That's what I'm talking about right there. Who is that right there? Who said that right there? That boy, me and that boy. We
Stone from
right.
Forget That Yo.
All
right, let's see. Let me go to this feedback really, really quick. Okay, so it says from BTG. Wait a minute. Do I want to say this one? Yeah, I'm going to say this one until I finish the next question. Do you want to play the feedback or you want me to go ahead and read the next question?
I mean, you're already in it.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead and...
Hmm?
Is it changing the subject?
Yeah.
These two.
Well, then, yeah, these are on the subject.
Okay.
IDS, what up? This is BTG again. I had to call in on Gina's topic. It was a damn good one, too.
Y'all want me to sing a song?
Nope. Okay.
IDS, what up? This is BTG again. I had to call in on Gina's topic. It was a damn good one, too. But no, I don't think it's a deal breaker, though. I don't think it's a deal breaker. Shit, as men, we dated a lot of girls that knew nothing about sports. I mean, they knew of the sport, but they didn't know in detail. And quite frankly, I don't think we really care. I prefer the woman that doesn't know that much. I don't need a Jemele Hill on the side of me. You know, and regardless of if she knows it or not, I think, you know, you fell in love with her for different reasons. But I think it's something extra, though. If you did meet a girl that didn't know all the information that you knew about sports, that's dope. That's dope. And I think it's a different area to love her more. You know what I'm saying? Especially if she had her own team and, you know, rivalries could be, you know, set in place and it could go a long way, just add it to the marriage or the relationship that you have. But I like the blonde moments. I like when my wife said, what time does the, you know, it was a big football game at the time. She said, what time does the Seattle Falcons come on? And I laughed so hard. But it's cute, though. It's cute. And I really don't have that problem with Miss Christmas Tree because she ran track in high school. and college, but she was never a huge professional sports fan. You know, I mean, she liked Kobe. She liked the individual players, Kobe Bryant, things like that, for obvious reasons. But, you know, by my son playing both sports, she picked up a lot of information. She's still not an expert. She's not a Jemele Hill, but she knows certain things. And it's cute because she gets to learn along the way. And the one thing about having a spouse or, a girlfriend or whatever that doesn't know sports like that, they don't have a team. So whatever team that you like, that you represent, she automatically takes it on. And it's cute to see your wife in the kitchen cooking with a Raider jersey on or a Laker jersey on. And she's just doing it because it's like, well, this is my hubby's team. So whatever he's rolling with, I'm rolling with. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's dope. So I don't think it's a deal breaker, though. If you met the girl and you met her at a sports bar and she knew what a goddamn screen pass was and she could read the defense, hey, you knew this ahead of time. Or if you met a girl at the sports bar and she said, what down is it? And, you know, it's a basketball game on. You got to love her, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think it's a deal breaker, but that was an excellent question. I love y'all. Doc, where the hell was you at? I'm glad you back now. I hope you back now because I won't sound stupid on this feedback. But, yeah, that was a great one. And, man, I love y'all. I love y'all. I'll be looking out for y'all next week. All right.
That was cool.
You love it when you can laugh at your own joke. Like, I'm funny as shit.
How about that? I'm just funny. That?
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay.
One more thing. I know this is a good question, but I have to say I agree with actors and actresses sharing their political views and their opinions, especially our black actors and actresses. Mahershala Ali, like you said, he's a Muslim. So whether or not, you know, he was doing it before or now, I mean, shit, it's not a lot of people that would come out right now and say, you know, I'm a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? With the shit that's going on right now, he's kind of new on the scene. And the platform that he got, for example, I talk a lot of shit on Twitter. Sometimes it's I'm sharing my opinion on political views and stuff like that, but I don't have as many followers as he have, so my views are getting overlooked or not getting looked at all. With him having the platform that he has, he's speaking his mind, is going to reach a lot of people. So whether or not we believe him or anything like that, he took the risk of, putting his religion and his faith out there, his acting career. You know what I'm saying? You never know what could happen. They could, give him the cold shoulder after making the speech that he made. So I tip my hat to him. And, yeah, I mean, we look for actors to put them roles and that acting to the side and be real for a second and speak their realness and what's going on in the world. And so I got to appreciate it, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever color you are, whatever race you are. And that's it. Oh, and Queen. I love you, Queen. But I don't think anybody wears jock straps anymore. Everybody's wearing compression shorts and tights. And, yeah, pretty much all of them have room for cups now. So, I love you. Okay.
Hey, man, I haven't been in a pair of, gotten my hands in. No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
Cups, jock straps. I mean, I don't know. I kind of thought those were synonymous, but apparently
the
not.
Jock strap holds the cup in place.
Okay, so then now it's just pants that you just kind of slide the cup in.
Some people wear cups, most don't.
I still think that's crazy if you don't, because y'all act like if some air grazes the nuts, then it's just like
it
death
does. And that's why it's like you
just yeah saying, you have a 200 some pound man tackling you, but, and he might accidentally hit your.
But also, the sport has changed drastically to where people are not wrapping up their tackles like they used to. It used to be back in the day that you were taught to aim between the knee and the chest as your target zone. Mm-hmm. Now everybody wants to, instead of tackle people, they want to blow them up, mm-hmm. which is basically turn your body into a missile and just hit them as hard as you can.
Which is crazy.
And what usually happens is,
Just saying.
You know, unfortunately what happens is you miss your target often because people wait for you to launch and then change direction or what have you. So, but back in the day when you squared up and you drove that shoulder pad or that helmet into said target area, the middle of that target area was the jewels. You know, but they don't do that anymore. So it's, and you know, equipment has, the game's gotten faster, so equipment has to get faster with the game. So it was just another cumbersome thing.
I saw some hitting balls last night, so I'm just, but anyway, whatever. Okay. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
If you want, especially if you want kids one day, protect them.
Cover the balls. Cover the balls. There you go. You got to protect them. You got to protect
them.
Hey, but you know what, though?
What?
Man, when it comes to sports, man, my wife, I got to give it to her. When it comes to boxing, basketball, well, I'm going to say boxing, football, basketball a little bit. She can talk to you when it comes to this sports thing.
See, that's what's up.
That's my baby right there.
All right, one more verbal. Mr. Kmart.
What up, IDS fam? This is your boy Kmart. I just wanted to say, first of all, say Happy New Year to everybody. I think this is my first call for the year. So with that, Big B, how's it going, buddy? Queen, glad you're back from your excursions. Hope everything is all right. Mark, see you wasn't here last week. Buddy, man, hope everything is all right. Damn it, Gina, it's good to hear your voice. Anyway, wanted to answer both questions from last week. I think the first one was B's question about if you walk into a room, should you speak or should you just go in and just kind of just mind your business. Me personally, I was always raised that when you go into a room, you you make your presence felt. You speak, especially in a room full of people, because I mean, hey, people are there, they're already established. And to me, I mean, walking into a room without speaking and just kind of just sitting there kind of makes you look like a straight douchebag. And me personally, hey, I mean, I go in, hey, I speak, I go shake people's hands. Hey, if I don't know you, hey, more likely, I mean, if the host or somebody's there, they're going to introduce you to people. But still, I mean, I like to go and like and speak and say hello. I mean, hey, try to be a people person. The second question was, I think, it was about if your spouse or mate doesn't like sports, is that a deal breaker? Me, in my opinion, no. I've dated women who did not like sports. I've dated women who somewhat like sports, and I've dated women who absolutely love sports. Me personally, I mean, it's definitely not a deal breaker. For example, like my fiance, I mean, she actually she likes sports. I mean, she liked football. On a couple other things, but she liked basketball and like a couple other things, but she wasn't really into football. So almost being with me for about almost 2 years, I've gotten her into actually somewhat caring about football. She pretty much learned, I pretty much like taught her like pretty much like the basic stuff. I mean, I really didn't get into a cover two, prevent defense, zone blitz, and all that stuff. Nah, I just kind of gave her the basics. I mean, hey, look, 10 yards to a first down. I told her what fourth down was. She knows what a touchdown is. She knows, I mean, she knows like all like the little basic stuff. And even to the point now, like she'll even ask me, about certain teams and everything like that. And I'm like, hey, me personally, I definitely have no problem with answering. Hey, I will definitely give you the knowledge that I know, but in terms of like knowing all that other stuff, like the real like hardcore stuff, I mean, me personally, she really doesn't need to know all that. But like I said, I mean, it's not a big deal. Like I said, I mean, we went to like a few sport events. Like I said, it was like, matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, during one of the UFC fights, she hits me up and say, hey, can we go watch the UFC fight? I'm like, hell yeah, we can. So hey, we went to a David Buster's, went and watched a UFC fight, actually the Ronda Rousey fight, and you all know what happened after that. So, but no, me personally, if my chick doesn't like sports, then hey, that's all good. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I do a whole bunch of stuff that she likes, and hey, that's what you do when you're in relationships and you're married and stuff like that. Yeah, you do stuff with people and for people that you really care about. So that's really it for that. So anyway, you guys, once again, great show as always. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Kmart.
Hey, and Miss Kmart, you know, just because we here at IDS, you know, love the two of y'all like the way we do. I know Kmart can only give you, you know, limited football knowledge being an Eagles fan. So if you ever want to know what a championship is,
tell us short.
If you ever want to know what a Lombardi trophy looks like,
never have.
You know
never
what I'm saying? Have. Hit us up and we can help out with those dark areas that Kmart's not, you know, I know he can, like him explaining a Super Bowl to you is the equivalent of him trying to explain like the Loch Ness Monster. You know what I'm saying? There's rumors of it, but he hasn't quite seen it yet. So yeah, if you want to hit us up, man, we're here for you, man. You know we love y'all. All right.
That's funny. Welp. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Stop throwing in batteries.
All right, so next question. And thanks again, guys, for hitting up the page, our Facebook page, with this feedback. Super dope of you. And if you don't, if you haven't already liked our Facebook page, go over to our Facebook page and just go ahead and click that thumbs up. Make it easy. So next question. Who should speak first when entering a room? The person walking into the room or the person already in the room? You want to answer that real quick, Mark?
Well, I don't know. It depends. Like if there's a party that I'm giving and I'm introducing, you know, a new couple or whatever coming into the room, I would, you know, try to introduce them. I'd be like, oh, this is Shawnee and Brian. Brian, Shawnee, this is, you know, Scooby-Dooby and Shaggy-Doo. Just introducing everybody, you know. I guess it depends, you know, on what's going on. I mean, what?
Okay, so if you walk into a room where there's another person, is it your job to speak first or their job to speak first?
Yeah, if they're already into the room, I would give it to them.
They're supposed to speak to you? They're supposed to greet you? Or you're supposed to greet them?
See, once again, I don't know. It depends.
All right. Okay.
What's going on? I mean, if it's your party.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't right, even have to be a party. It's just a room.
Say I'm sitting
Someone's sitting in a room and you walk into it. Whose job is it to speak?
I don't know.
Okay.
It depends.
No problem.
On what the activity is. What's going on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, Miss Allen says, my mother never allowed us to enter a room without speaking, and my brothers had to speak and remove their hats. It was a sign of respect. Rose said, the person who enters the room, of course. Why is this even a question? Apparently, it needs to be a question because some people are unclear. Stone said, like Hugh said in Juice, ain't your mother ever teach you to announce yourself when you walk into a room? Does anybody know how to really say it, like how it really went? Mm-hmm. Was that about right? I feel like that was like a mom. No? Was I supposed to do it a little bit more like...
I think you were good with you. Just where you're at.
Oh, okay. All right. just making sure. I wasn't sure because I couldn't remember the part.
You got the juice now.
Who got the juice?
You got the juice now.
That's what's up. Miss Margo says, the person entering the room. Rude Boy said, the wiser person walking in. Mr. Nabil said, entering. Ms. Davis said, person walking in the room. Ms. K said, person entering the room. Momo, what's up, girl? Said, the person entering the room.
Miss Bess said the person entering the room, and I don't know if this is a Chiron, Miss Chiron or Mr. Chiron, but or Mr. or Mrs. Jackson. I can't tell by the picture, so sorry. They said walking in, of course. So I say right there, majority of the people said when you enter the room, you are to speak. So a little bit of feedback also too comes from BTG. He says, I think when it comes to who's supposed to speak first, it's a 50-50 thing. So he agrees with you, Mark. I think everyone agrees that step inside a room or building, you should speak. I also feel that the person that stays in the building or the room should welcome you into the establishment. In other words, I put it on both parties to speak. Walking by certain folks in different places in LA is crazy. Some people hang their heads to avoid interaction, and others speak to you right after making eye contact. My arrogance and at times shyness will prevent me from speaking first, but it's not an excuse to wait to be spoken to, whether I'm in the room already or walking into the room. Who makes these rules anyway?
How about that?
If you see someone, just speak. Oh, and BTW, hello.
The only place where I can see that would be, where that would hold true, is if I'm walking into a store. If I'm walking into the store, it's the person, i.e. the worker's job to greet me.
So for if you were in France, if you're in Paris, it's your job to greet them.
Okay. Well.
Just put it out there.
I'm here.
I said I was just putting it out there.
So, I love you guys.
Oui. Bonjour.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
No.
Anyway.
That's all I know.
Right? Okay.
Oui.
See? All right. Thank you for your feedback, guys. You know, hit us up more. That was really fun. We love reading your comments and hearing from you. If you have anything else, 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a voicemail, or hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you know you can go to our Facebook page.
That's right.
Hit that like button. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a quick break.
And like us.
We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Welcome back to IBS. I'm your man, Big B. So, got the feedback out the way. So, let's see what the queen has in store for us today.
What you got, girl? What you got?
All right. So, this was something that I was thinking about the other day. And I wanted to get everybody's, I wanted to get your feedback on it and see what you thought about this question. Well, about this. So if someone invited you out to dinner and said they were treating, I'm going to say quote unquote treating, the bill comes and then they ask you to pay the tip, how would you respond? And let's even say the tip is almost more expensive than the meal you just ate.
Ooh. You know what? Depending on, I don't know. If I've been out with you several times, this might be something that we usually do. If you handle the bill and I pay the tip, that's cool. But if this is the first time that we've been out and you expect me to, pay the tip, depending on how much it was and how many people there were, is this just me and you?
Yeah, let's just say it was you and I. And
I mean, well,
but like I said, the tip, you know, could have been more expensive than what I actually ate. You know what I'm saying? Let's say if my meal was $30, I ain't had no drinks, and then the tip is like $80. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, because you know, there's appetizers and that other person drank, so sometimes you know that could put the bill up there.
Okay. I guess it depends on who you were. I mean, if me and you, you know, we were a couple or whatever, I wouldn't have a problem with paying the tip.
Okay.
But then, goddamn, $80?
I mean, that was just an example. Sometimes bills, $80 sometimes can be a tip.
How the hell the tip going to be higher than the goddamn bill, though?
No, I said it was higher than my meal. Because, I mean, the other person, you know, like I said, there's appetizers, yeah, there are drinks, yeah, there's wine, dessert.
I mean, if the other person outbalances shit that hard, then, yeah, you should be obligated to pay the damn tip.
Yeah, you know what? Because that probably meant
that
you're
taking advantage of the fact that they said they paying for the meal.
Yeah, I'd rather pay the meal.
You know what I mean? That's just like if you say, B, let's go grab a bite, I got you. And I'm just going hog wild on some shit, you know, I don't usually get down, like, you know. But I'm like, yeah, let me get a 4 bone crushers. let me get a freaking
right
24-ounce ribeye. And let me get the 12-ounce to go. And yeah, all that type shit. Yeah, I mean.
But we're talking about treating.
I should at least be praying. Yeah.
If you were, okay, so you would be okay. You would be okay then. So if the person was like, you know.
Yeah.
You would say, sorry. But you said you would be fine with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would be, well, first of all, it would depend on how much it is. And, you know, how often this happens, because if it happened once and I said, look, man, God damn it, you know, it's too much money to be tipping a motherfucker, you know. And if it happens again, I might refuse, or I might go ahead and pay it, but somebody gonna give my goddamn money back.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying.
Sometimes why?
I don't know. And then again, maybe some of this shit should be discussed before we even.
But it was discussed. I'm saying if I take you out and I say I'm treating, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need you to pay the tip.
Well, see.
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to necessarily say, yeah, I'm going to need you to, but. But if I say I'm going to take you out and I'm treating you,
mm-hmm.
you know, then the bill comes. I'm like, hey, can you get the tip?
And the tip is more than the bill.
No. It's not more than the bill. I'm saying it's more than what you actually ate, you know.
Mm. Well, see, like I said, I don't have a problem with that. But if you say you're taking me out, I don't think I should have to really come out my pocket for anything unless I say, you know what, I'm gonna take care of the tip, you know, because you took me out. That's something different,
right? See, but
don't expect me to handle the tip, you know, even though, you know,
right?
That's, you know.
Well, I will say that I agree with that, because I think that if you tell someone you're treating them, to me it should be everything. It should be the tip and, you know, and the tax and everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And
it,
even now, like B was saying, now I would expect you to not be an asshole and be like, you know, I don't even care if you order the 4 drinks, because if that was, you know, that's how we go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were like, and I need a ribeye to go, and little boo-boo at home, and my boo at home, I'm going to need to get them something to go to. That's a problem. That's different. That's a whole
right.
other conversation.
Right.
But if you were just like, you know, like your regular drinking, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to pay the tip, or can you pay the tip? You know, that to me, that's not treating.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And reason why this question came up in my mind one day, because I realized I was guilty of that, because I treated a friend and I was like, oh, you know, whatever. But she didn't know I was treating her until the bill came. So So I was like, oh, well, you know, she was like, well, what do you want me to do? I was like, oh, you can just pay the tip, you know. And I realized, I was like, after the fact, I was like, damn, I think the tip was more than what she actually ordered.
Not only that,
I was like, ooh, that was that sucked.
She might not have had, he or she might not have had any money, because you said that
no,
you were taking
I didn't out. No, but this, I didn't say I was taking her out. We just happened to be sitting at the bar together and the bill came. And then I said that I was going to treat her. So,
okay.
But I mean, but had she not been prepared, like if I told her, hey, we're going out, I'm going to treat you, which means I should take care of everything.
Exactly.
But because we were just, you know, having to be sitting there and I know her money, you know, sometimes her pockets, they've been a little light, which totally to be expected because this economy sucks, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I was like, damn, why did I even let her pay the tip? I was like, I should have just paid for everything. And I kind of felt guilty about that, you know?
Yeah. But did you call her? Did she pay for the
tip?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay. Did you call and say, you know what?
No, I just ended up, like, next time we hung out, I ended up treating her. And then we, and I paid for the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, I didn't say, hey, girl, come out. I got you. Because, you know, sometimes you don't know where you going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he said, it's like sometimes what if she's like, today is a rough day, I'm gonna eat 4 bone crushers, a glass of wine, a couple shots,
all right,
a basket of wings, and you know, and that's it. But all those drinks can
right.
add up.
Mm-hmm. Y'all be hitting those drinks hard as a motherfucker, don't y'all?
I mean, that was just an example, sir.
Don't try to act like that shit didn't happen.
Not that time.
I don't know if you want to count this as the Big B curveball.
Sure.
Or if this could just be a separate question on its own.
Let's see.
But it's in the same
wheelhouse.
So if you're out with a friend that is a bad tipper, i.e., say the bill comes up to $160 and they leave like $3-4. Do they have a right to have an issue with you or an attitude or whatever if you put down the rest of what it's supposed to be?
Hell no, you don't have a right. Shut up. You don't have a right to say shit. If I'm putting down the proper amount of the tip, you should be like, thank you, and keep it moving. Because clearly, either you don't have enough money or you just cheap. I don't know. I had a friend back in the day. I told her, I said, hey, look, if you can't afford a tip, you don't need to go out. You need to do like a carry out. And that's it.
Bang, bang. There you go. What's wrong with him?
What's wrong?
What's wrong with him?
With him.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, dog, first of all, you need to know your boy, your girl, or whoever that's going out with you that's going to handle that tip. Just like me, you know, I'm not used to going out, period. You know, I don't know how much I supposed to leave. If I'm going out with y'all too, and y'all be like, all right, you know, we're going to pay for the drinks. You handle the tip. I might not know, you know, the tip etiquette. I might not know.
There's an app for that.
Well, see, there you go. Well, I don't know about the tip app. You know, damn it. Well, why don't you just tell me when it's time to tip how much
right.
I'm supposed to leave? Well, maybe I have it. Maybe I don't. But that way I know the next time if I don't have the $10 or $15 or whatever it is.
What the hell? Like, where you go?
See, that's what I'm trying to say.
$30 lunch.
That's why I don't go out with you motherfuckers.
That's
there you go. So that's there you go. You know? Y'all gotta let me know.
Right.
Y'all not gonna educate
me. How much is that?
Y'all not gonna educate me about what I'm supposed to tip. Don't
how much is
I
that,
will tell you.
How much is that tip in BE? Bull equivalent.
Okay. Well, I just drink my bull. I ain't got a tip.
Doc, tip him 15 packs. Oh, okay. It was $45.
He gonna be short.
45? Did bull go up since Trump has been in the White House?
Yes, it did.
How much? 50 cents?
Everything Donald Trump says is bull.
Okay. All right, well. Well.
You wanna, and there you go.
And there you are. If you want to hit us up with feedback, deepshow@yahoo.com.
Or 202-750.
Graduate point at 037.
Oh, hell no. I learned that the hard way shows ago.
7-7-7-93-11.
That would be you.
That was good.
Hey, I definitely want to give big love and appreciation to you know, all the listeners that answered the call and I came out and answered last week's question. See how much more fun it makes the show. And as we get to know you guys more on a personal level, we'd like to hear from you like we hear from Nephew BTG and
all the time.
Fam Fam,
Rue Boy.
Cuzzo, Rue Boy M.
And I tried to do it.
You did.
And the Kmart clan, Cousin Kmart over there. Definitely love to hear from. Sorry about that Lombardi shot, kid. But you know it's true, though.
You're not.
No, I'm not. Really not. So, yeah.
I didn't want to forget. Shout out to our the new person that liked our page, Miss Pollard. Welcome. Hopefully you stay a while and
absolutely.
You know, enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my friends that actually commented on the page. I'm like, what?
Get down with you. Get down.
That's what's up. Right. I was like,
keep them coming.
That's so cute.
No doubt. Well, anyone that does listen to our show knows at this point, we ask an age-old question. Doctor, one finger, two finger.
Two fingers to the weather.
Oh, Lord.
It's been a while, though. Can I get the weather, please?
All right,
okay. 60 degrees a day and 68 or something tomorrow.
We're going to all die soon.
There you go. And you know what? We're not really having
I feel sorry for my kids' kids. Kids. Because I don't really know them.
What?
You're talking about global warming. It's not going to affect me.
That's so rude.
Or my
He's
kids.
Like, I'm going to be dead. Yay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
We haven't really had a winter these days. This year. You know? It's a beautiful thing.
I bet you different last Saturday. It was brick fucking city.
That's not like our real winter, though.
Right. If we have one day of coldness, shut the fuck up, because the next day going to be 70 and 60. You know what
I'm saying? I guess I'm judging it from the standpoint of standing outside for 5 hours.
Say my one finger, two finger. Jesus Christ, I've been getting interrupted. You know, I don't even know what the one finger to Donald Trump, our fucking president, who every day says something stupid, who does something dumb, and hey, bruh, come on, man. You know, he doesn't listen to the goddamn show anyway.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Check his tweets tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah, how about that?
Just saying.
I'm on that.
You don't even know.
I'm done.
Queen.
He said, I'm done. Drew up his hands. Let's see. Two fingers. Bop, bop, body, bop.
You got the game show music.
Right, because I need to buy myself some time. I would say two fingers for friends, and I've used this one before, but I'd like to bring it back from the archives. Two fingers for friends that accept you for who you are and love you anyway. Shout outs to my homies. Them chicks don't listen to the show anyway, but shout out to them. Shout out to you.
Oh, right.
Okay. I don't think I have a one finger, so I'm going to go back to and use another two fingers. Shout out to the Safe Light spot up the street
Uh-oh.
From me because they have coffee and popcorn while you wait. And my window is now fixed. So shout out to them.
Hold up. In a new joint?
In a new joint. Oh, you weren't. Oh, a rock hit my window. I was behind a truck. And I could see. You know how shit happened in slow motion? You're like, no.
Right,
and I couldn't get over to my right or my left because there were cars. Damn rock popped out. And I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And it hit my windshield. But the great thing about it was only a crack. So they were able to fix it. So shout out to them.
Okay. No doubt. Two fingers to two fingers to the Most High giving us one more chance to get it right.
Wow.
One finger to those. I'll leave it alone. Have a good day.
All right. What? Okay. I feel like this is like your first non.
Yeah, I didn't know we could just do that shit.
What? Not just do a one finger?
It, just cut it off at one finger or two fingers.
Wait, how do you not know? I mean, Gina all the time says she's like, I don't have a one finger. I feel sunshine and flowers.
Shit.
So she'll do that.
Well, I'll I'm
on fire. All right. So we thank you again for riding out.
I got a new thing.
With us. And yeah. Thank you.
Hey, podcasters, when I hit you up, you better answer.
That's right. That's right.
And always, this closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now.